We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Wednesday, June 19th. We currently have a cloudy sky, 64 degrees. We'll get the full weather forecast coming up in just a few minutes on the day after a stormy day in south-central Kansas. In Wichita, heavy rains during the afternoon commute yesterday caused flash flooding, leaving many roads underwater. KNSS had live coverage for nearly 3 hours for Operation Stormwatch. Series of severe thunderstorm warnings were issued for Sedgwick County in the late afternoon. Torrential rains battered East Wichita. Several cars were stalled out in the high water. Kellogg Drive at Woodlawn was closed for a time with up to 4 feet of water rushing over the westbound lanes of Kellogg Drive near the Woodlawn exit. Some areas recorded more than 3 inches of rain in a pretty short period of time yesterday afternoon. And nearly 4 inches of rain was recorded in the Andover area. There were multiple submersions of vehicles stalled out in the floodwater. President Trump kicking off his 2020 reelection bid last night. Fox's Griff Jenkins says it was a familiar theme.
President Trump once again making border security the centerpiece of his rally, touting progress on building a wall and a new approach to our immigration system.
Stop illegal immigration and establish a modern immigration system based on skills.
The president also had choice words for Democrats, accusing them of being in favor of open borders and calling their lack of support the, quote, greatest betrayal.
Democratic frontrunner Joe Biden has been saying this week that President Trump's politics are all about dividing us. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment was in Hayesville last night releasing its findings from a study on contaminated groundwater and how it relates to an increase in cancer cases.
State officials say their study attempted to track down all cases of cancer and birth defects reported from the Hayesville area since dry cleaning chemicals tainted the groundwater for almost 20 years. Dr. Faha Ami tells KSN News they determined that the rate of disease was actually lower than expected.
Looking at those target cancers, that the rates that we found for the area of interest were actually lower, statistically significantly lower than the rate for the county and the region and the state as well.
The state also announced plans to demolish the vacant dry cleaners building and begin cleaning the contaminated soil. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita police have arrested the mother of Anila James in the case of her reported disappearance. Police Captain Brent Allred says 34-year-old Ronetta Clement was arrested Monday evening in a home in the 2400 block of South St. Clair. She was charged with felony interference with law enforcement. Allred says her initial report to police prompted the attempt to locate, and police searched overnight Sunday and into Monday.
Information was developed Monday afternoon that contradicted what Clement initially reported to officers. Detectives and officers were able to make contact with the two-year-old yesterday evening and checked her welfare, and everything appeared to be fine.
Captain Allred said the father was hesitant to call police because of warrants against him. The girl was at his mother's home and will stay with her. The fate of one of Wichita's public golf courses was settled yesterday.
Clapp Golf Course at Harry and Oliver in southeast Wichita has lost over $888,000 since 2011 and currently operates at 45% capacity. Last year, the Golf Advisory Committee and the Wichita Park Board supported closing the course, but the City Council voted to temporarily keep Clapp open to allow for community input. Council didn't want the course to close, but the decline in revenue was too much to bear as Mayor Jeff Longwell announced the final vote.
Motion passes unanimously.
The city will close the course August 2nd and will put together a redevelopment plan, which could include amenities such as an educational or community center, climbing wall, and bike paths. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
President Trump's nominee for a U.N. ambassador faces a confirmation hearing today.
Kelly Craft is currently the U.S. ambassador to Canada, but the president wants her to instead represent the U.S. at the United Nations. Before becoming ambassador to Canada, Craft spent most of her career in the private sector as a business consultant. She's likely to get questions about her absences from her post in Ottawa and her frequent trips outside Canada. If confirmed, Craft would replace former U.N. ambassador Nikki Haley, who left her position at the end of last year. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Today marks Juneteenth, a celebration of freedom from slavery in the United States dating back more than a century and a half.
Juneteenth originated when Union soldiers landed at Galveston, Texas in 1865, sharing news that the Civil War had ended and that slaves were free. This event came 2.5 years after President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation took effect. Celebrations today are very popular in predominantly African-American communities, with the Smithsonian having sponsored events to commemorate the historic significance. Observances include readings of Lincoln's proclamation and programs where elders speak of past troubles and triumphs. Today, 43 of the 50 states recognize Juneteenth as a state or ceremonial holiday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A pop star launches her new fashion house.
Please don't stop the music.
Rihanna's Fenty label will host its first ever U.S. pop-up shop in New York City. The 11-day event starts today, where customers can expect a one-of-a-kind retailing experience complete with a unique installation. Rihanna's new fashion line marks a huge milestone for LVMH, which houses other luxury brands like Fendi, Louis Vuitton, and Christian Dior, as well as for the singer. With Rihanna becoming the first woman to ever create an original brand for the company and the first woman of color to lead an LVMH house. Inspired by her own personal style, Fenty consists of ready-to-wear clothing, footwear, accessories, and eyewear. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Our full weather forecast is coming up shortly, and the wit and wisdom of Earl Pitts. It's 6:06 with Steve and Ted in the Morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 6:12 with Steve and Ted in the Morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And as we get into the morning, we will keep you updated on the traffic situation in Wichita. Hopefully our morning commute, Jad, is better than the afternoon commute was yesterday.
Well, we can always hope so. Right now, things are looking pretty good as far as traffic conditions are concerned. We do still have some wet roadways out there. We had some thunderstorms overnight, drying off nicely, but still wet in places, so watch out for slick spots this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And as we take a look at the weather here on this Wednesday, let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Big storms rumbled across Wichita and south central Kansas yesterday, leading to flash flooding. Today, much quieter weather is settling in. Cloud cover gradually moves out, then sunny and 78 for the high. Clear and 64 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be warm and humid with a high 88. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the north-northwest. Cloudy sky, 66 degrees, 93% humidity. Here's your forecast here on this Wednesday.
93 again.
Yeah. A little soupy out there right now, of course, after all the rain we got yesterday afternoon.
Makes sense.
Yep. You would expect that. It is 6:14 with Steve and Ted as we head into this Wednesday morning. There's a guy in Idaho that just added another world record to his collection. Apparently, this is what he does. He sits around all day and thinks of ways that he can set a world record.
All right.
Yeah. He holds more than 100 world records.
Ah.
His most recent foray into this was he decided, I'm going to set the new record for holding the most blueberries in my mouth.
The most blueberries in his mouth.
The old record was 86.
That's a lot of blueberries.
That's a lot. Supposedly, he crammed in somewhere more than 140. And then the thing I found odd was that 22 of them were ruled ineligible. And I wonder what the standard is, what the international...
The international blueberry standard must be.
And somebody had to, a second party at least, had to be there to verify that and to somehow count this crap that had been in his mouth, that 22 of them, and how they even figured out that, you know, once they're in there, if they get all mushed together, I don't know.
But yeah, they ruled 22 of them ineligible. But that still, he now just demolished the old record, was 86, and I think he ended up with 124 officially.
Hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, this guy needs to get a life.
Well, I mean, I suppose if you want to get into a book for whatever reason, I guess, but why would you want to be the person who was known as the person who shoved the most blueberries in their mouth or any of these other records? Or,
yeah. And if you've seen a picture of this guy, he's just got this, he maybe has the world's worst haircut, which could also be the...
Yeah.
That's something he probably should devote a little more time to than maybe one of these 100 world records he holds.
Yikes.
Reynolds Wrap is looking for someone to travel across the United States in search of the tastiest ribs. Now, this looks like a pretty good gig to me.
Yeah.
If the savory barbecue wasn't enough, Reynolds Wrap is also handing out a $10,000 check to go along with it. Whoever the lucky winner of this is, the person chosen will travel across the country for the first 2 weeks of August in search of the best barbecue in America. Along the way, the chief grilling officer will be in charge of posting photos, grilling techniques, and other multimedia on the company's website and social media channels.
Oh, I see.
I think
see.
They're doing their own little contest there.
Yeah, well, it's a contest, but I know you kind of have to be a social media advocate for them. That's, I don't know. Would that be worth $10,000?
$10,000 for 2 weeks? I would do it. Sure.
Yeah, maybe.
You get some tasty food for a couple weeks, man.
But I don't like social media.
Well, certain evils must be it.
I suppose so.
A man in New Jersey under arrest. Police say he robbed a Dunkin' Donuts. After the robbery, the man left the money and hopped into an Uber. Of course, a customer noticed the license plate, traced back to the Uber, that the robber took to his home.
Right.
Didn't take long to figure that, get that trail figured out. Yeah.
Uber. Oh, yeah. I drove him right over there.
Yeah. There he is, right there. Yep. Easy to crack that case. Rambo 5. The official title is Rambo, Last Blood.
Last Blood.
Yes. However, don't expect Sylvester Stallone to take that subtitle seriously. Stallone has always had trouble letting go of his franchises.
Seemingly,
Rambo,
yes.
No different. Recently, Stallone said, I'll read it. Let me just say something about the last of anything. I thought Rocky 3 was the last, you know, so I don't know anything. If it works, I'll keep going, you know, because I enjoy it so much.
Hmm.
So, who knows? Rambo Last Blood may not be the,
may last, not be the last
installment
one.
Of Rambo. But you would think.
I suppose.
About time to wrap that up.
It should be.
At least with Sly in the lead role.
Well, I mean, as far as that franchise goes, I think maybe they should have wrapped that one up after the first one.
But it is 6:18 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at what's going on in sports. And we do have a change and a dismissal from the Wichita State men's basketball team. Shocker basketball player transfer Teddy Allen has been dismissed from the team. This just days after his arrest, coming after a former girlfriend, and it was a domestic violence incident in northeast Wichita. Now, the 23-year-old female victim, in the initial police report, claimed that he battered her, stole property, and stole her cell phone. Now, the victim later issued a statement saying that she was not battered and nor harmed. This was all a miscommunication. Alcohol was involved. Poor decisions were made. However, Teddy Allen still faces misdemeanor charges from that criminal damage to property that does constitute domestic violence. Meanwhile, Wichita State Athletic Director Darren Boatwright and men's basketball coach Greg Marshall came to the decision mutually to release Teddy Allen from the Shocker basketball program. Teddy Allen, who transferred here and sat out a whole year as a transfer, never played in a game for the Shockers. And he has been dismissed from the team. It is golf week in Wichita, and today's event, the day before the tournament begins, is the Marge Page Pro-Am. They'll tee off at about a half hour from now at Crestview Country Club. Among those names that will be playing golf today in the Pro-Am, a couple of guys we used to work with, Doug Farhaw and Bill Manis. Used to be sales guys here at KNSS. Mayor Jeff Longwell will be in the program in the Pro-Am. And current Wichita State men's basketball coach Greg Marshall will be in the Pro-Am as well. It's out at Crestview Country Club all day long. Major League Baseball yesterday, the Chicago White Sox and the Chicago Cubs playing their inter-city matchup.
They went on the north side in Wrigley Field last night, and the White Sox, the visiting team, won 3-1 over the Cubs. Coming out of the bullpen for the White Sox, former Kansas State Wildcat Evan Marshall picked up the win. He is now 3-0 on the season. He's appeared in 17 games for the White Sox and yet to give up a run this season. 0.0 earned run average for the former K-State Wildcat Evan Marshall, as the White Sox have won 6 of their last 9. Let's get a minor league update on former Wichita State Shocker Sam Hilliard, who is in AAA with the Colorado Rockies. Sam was 2-for-3 last night, including his 20th home run of the season, and he leads the Pacific Coast League in runs scored. Former Shocker Sam Hilliard in AAA with the Rockies. Late night game last night for the Kansas City Royals in Seattle against the Mariners. A game that lasted after midnight into the wee hours of this morning. What a game for the Royals, including the leadoff hitter, Whit Merrifield. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
3-1 pitch. Swings and blasts it to deep left field. Way back and long gone. A 3-run homer for Whit Merrifield. His 9th on the year. And the Royals double their lead. It is 6-0. Boy, Whit got all of that one. He had the right pitch. He had the right count. And we need a new baseball. It is 6-0 Royals as Whit with his 9th home run. He's got 2 hits tonight now.
I have no idea why they kept on pitching him inside. He's hitting over 500 now on inside pitches the last month.
And then later in the game, Whit hit another home run. He finished the night 3-for-4, scored 3 times, the two home runs, drove in a career-high 6 of the 9 Royal runs last night as the Royals shut out the Mariners 9-0. Winning pitcher Homer Bailey, now 6-6 on the season. He worked 7 2/3 scoreless inning. And the Royals win big for their 3rd win in a row. And they'll go for the series sweep at Seattle, wrapping up a 6-game road trip. It'll be an early game. It's an afternoon start in Seattle. It constitutes early evening for us. It'll start at 5:40 p.m., the Royals and the Mariners. And you can listen live on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 a.m., 97.5 FM. And a happy birthday today to former Kansas State men's basketball player Tyrone Adams, who is 60 today. He is still a 13th all-time in points scored at K-State, and he's also one of the top 5 assist guys in K-State history. Former K-State guard Tyrone Adams, 60 today. That's sports with Steve and Ted. It is 6:23 a.m. here on this Wednesday. Keep it here for the commentary from Todd Starnes of Fox News. Steve and Ted in the morning, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.